It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Hey there, it's Kyle Bailey, and as always, joined by our local real estate expert, Mary Gilbert, with the Mary Gilbert Group of Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Good morning, Mary. There we go.
Well, good morning, Kyle. Happy Friday, and good morning to everyone listening. I hope you're starting off your day strong.
Well, we're wrapping up another week in January, hard to believe, but buyers and sellers kind of asking the same question. What's the market look like right now?
Yeah, that's a great question, Kyle, because January is quietly one of the most strategic months in real estate. What we're seeing right now is a market that's already giving us clear signals.
And what should people be paying attention to now?
Well, by the end of today's show, listeners are going to know whether January is their moment to act or whether waiting could change their leverage as we head towards spring.
So let's start there. Why does January matter so much?
Well, January strips away the noise. The holidays are behind us. Spring competition hasn't arrived yet. And what you're left with are serious buyers and intentional sellers.
So that means like fewer people that are just looking around.
Exactly. So buyers active now usually have clarity. They've talked with the lender. They understand their budget and they're watching the market closely. Sellers listing now are often prepared and realistic.
So how does that affect pricing?
Well, homes that are priced correctly in January often get faster feedback and stronger positioning. Waiting isn't wrong, but it changes the environment. So more listings, more competition, and more buyer choice later on.
And we're already seeing this locally?
We are. And when we look at what happened just this past week in the market, it really confirms that momentum is already building.
Well, let's do that. Let's talk about the numbers. What did we see in the past week?
Yeah, so this past week, we saw 32 new listings come on the market. That tells us sellers are stepping in, but not all at once.
And what about buyers?
So this week, we saw 37 homes go pending, which is more pendings than new listings. And that's one of the clearest indicators of buyer confidence.
And that kind of feels significant.
Well, it definitely is. Yeah, and if we look at price changes, we also saw 25 price changes, which is down from earlier in the month. So that suggests sellers are pricing more accurately right out of the gate.
And what about expired listings?
So only 13 expireds, which tells us sellers are adjusting instead of exiting. So overall, this is a market that's active but selective.
So what's your big takeaway from all this?
So homes that are priced and prepared well are moving. The market is giving clear feedback. And you can really see that in the new listings hitting in the market right now.
And let's talk about what's new.
Yeah, so let's start in Winchester. There's a new listing at 902 Northview Drive. It's listed at $515,000. This is a four-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath home with just over 2,070 square feet. It was built in 2004. It's located on a corner lot with mountain views. It has large living spaces, a spacious kitchen, an extra deep garage with room for storage or a workout area. And the thing that I like about Winchester is you get those city services, but you pay county taxes. And so this home is listed with Delita Dixon at EXP Realty.
And what about something over in Hillcrest?
Now over in Hillcrest is 2133 Northwest Water Street. This house is priced at $360,000. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath home with nearly 1,700 square feet. It's got a fully fenced, oversized yard. It's got a deck and patio space and that hard-to-find RV parking. So it's a great opportunity for buyers who want space and the ability to add their own finishing touches. This property is offered by Merrill Pearson at Oregon Life Homes.
What about people that want some acreage?
Yeah, so this is hard to find out in Melrose. Not very many homes come up on the street. So 197 Mandeville Lane, out in Melrose. This is listed at $649,000. This is a four-bedroom, three-bath, Mediterranean-style home with more than 2,400 square feet. It's on 2.67 acres in Melrose wine country. It's complete with a pond, landscaped grounds, and room for a shop. This home is listed with Adele La Quinta with Knight Realty ERA powered.
You know, the pictures of that are just stunning. The view out there, it's pretty incredible. What else do we have?
Yeah, so this This is a one-of-a-kind home. So if you've been looking for that one-of-a-kind mid-century home, check this property out. 2230 West Harvard Avenue in Roseburg. It's offered for sale at $875,000. Don't let that West Harvard Avenue address fool you. This house is very private. This is a mid-century modern estate that offers 4 bedrooms, 3.5 bathrooms, more than 3,600 square feet. It sits on 1.53 private acres in town. It's got a nice pool. It also has that large shop. There's multiple fireplaces and an incredible indoor-outdoor entertaining space. So this home is listed with my listing partner, Deidre Joven, at the Mary Gilbert Group in Keller Williams, Southern Oregon.
You know, I looked at this listing when it first came up, and I thought, well, that address can't be right.
Yeah.
That would be that, and then I actually honed in on it and went, oh, I drive by there, you know, many times a week. I knew there was a home back there. It's nicely hidden, and wow.
Yeah, it's a spectacular home.
It's just absolutely incredible. All right, anything else to talk about?
Well, we're moving up to Sutherland. We're new listing, 738 East 2nd Avenue, offered for sale at $450,000. It's a 4-bedroom, 2-bath, single-level home with 1,850 square feet on a rare double lot with a fenced yard, a workshop, and outdoor entertaining space. This property is listed by Carissa Pangelina with Keller Williams, Southern Oregon.
Wow, double lot. People are going to like that. What about something in Winston?
Yeah, and out in Winston, 645 Southeast Garden Way Drive, this home is offered at $400,000. It was built in 2019, so it's nearly new. 3-bedroom, 2-bath. It's got 1,447 square feet, an open concept layout, granite counters, central air, and a fully fenced yard near a neighborhood park. And this home is listed with my partner, Dan Parker, at the Mary Gilbert Group in Keller Williams, Southern Oregon.
So you really gave us a list there that shows a big range of what's available right now.
Yes, definitely. And if people want to see how buyers are reacting in real time, this weekend's open houses are a great indicator.
Well, let's talk about the open houses then and what people can see in person.
Yeah, so absolutely. We actually do not have any open houses today for Friday, but check out Saturdays. There's a bunch of them on Saturday. So Saturday, January 24th, from 12:30 to 2 p.m., there are multiple open houses at 885 Northeast Sunset Street in Roseburg. So these are condo and townhouse units. They're priced from $117,990 to $129,000. They offer 2 bedrooms, 1 bath. The HOA dues cover exterior maintenance, water, and trash. And so at this location, there are 3 open houses that are all open at the same time, hosted by Julie Bancroft with the Neal Company Real Estate.
And I saw another one over on Linnell Avenue, right?
Yeah. So Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., there's an open house at 1880 Linnell Avenue in Roseburg. It's offered for sale at $335,000. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, ranch-style home with 1,610 square feet. It's hosted by Catherine Shipley at Remax Integrity.
And what about one in Winston?
Yeah, so then head over to Winston. This is a really affordable home. 700 Southeast Tokay Street. It's listed at $375,000. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, single-level home with a really nice fenced backyard, manicured grounds, 1,400 square feet. It's open Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., and that's hosted by Jeannie Hackey with Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, and the Mary Gilbert Group.
And do we have any more?
Yeah, head out to Old Melrose Road Saturday from 12 to 2 p.m. There's an open house at 405 Laredo Drive. It's offered for sale at $619,000. This is an A-frame on over 4 acres, 2,000 square feet, hosted by Jacob Gilman at the Neal Company.
So let's kind of wrap up things for our listeners this morning.
Well, absolutely. So, you know, January continues to reward preparation and decisiveness. So buyers who act now often have more leverage, and sellers who list now get clarity before the spring market becomes more competitive. So waiting isn't wrong, but it does change the landscape.
So if somebody wants to start the conversation, how do they reach you?
Yes, absolutely. We'd love to help. And you can call or text our team at 541-366-6080. You can also find us online 24/7 at marygilbert.com or visit us in person at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg. We're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or weekends and after hours by appointment.
That wraps up Local Real Estate Today News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.